Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening, everyone. This is the Technologies Cares 3 Radio Show. Oh, excuse me, I had a little cough. I am your host, Kenneth Saunders III. Yes, no intro music or anything like that. This is a very spontaneous one. I just felt like getting on the air. It's been a while since I've been on the air, simply because I have not had anything really to talk about when it comes to technology. Things have been pretty still. Things have been very quiet. I haven't had to really express my opinion on anything because, well, pretty much everything is still the same. But I will do some follow-up shows, particularly when it comes to dealing with some of the little quagmires that have happened in the technology industry and what can we, as our my faithful listeners, can actually do to prevent some of your things from affecting your lives and your loved ones also. But here I am going to talk about specifically what is happening tonight. And the main reason why I got on tonight is because I'm just realizing something, and hopefully the entire world will actually feel the impact of what's going to happen, particularly within the actually at 11:30. In other words, in 27 minutes, Tesla Motors is a company that has been around for a few years. They have two models, the Model S and the Model X, that they've just recently released, which is their SUV crossover electric vehicle. Tesla specializes in electric vehicles, and more so, they're more performance driven. So particularly like with the Model S, if you go and get a P90D Tesla, you are Model S Tesla, you have acceleration that goes from 0 to 60 from at 2.9 seconds. The Model X with their ludicrous mode goes to 3.2 seconds. I've been a person that, of course, is loves all types of technology, even when it comes with automotive technology. And this, my friends, is actually something that is extremely powerful. Once you test drive a Tesla and realize this is an electric car, it changes your life completely. And I'm not exaggerating. There's no way that you can minimize the impact that Tesla has had, specifically on the supercar market, the luxury car market, and the entire industry as a whole. What's happening today and tonight at 11:30 is that they are unveiling the Model 3. And the Model 3 is expected to cost, starting at $35,000. The average car of a normal car is $32,000. So this is just slightly higher than average, but much less than the starting price of $70,000 for the Model S and $120,000 for the Model X. And so the big thing with Model 3 is that this is geared and aimed for the mass market. This is a vehicle that is going to, no matter how you look at it, change the industry, provided that they can actually keep up with the volume. Spectacular. And one of the reasons why I feel that I have to just at least make a comment and put this on record is for the fact is that this morning there are thousands of people in front of Tesla's dealerships waiting for them to open so that they can put down $1,000 to reserve a Model 3, a vehicle that they have no idea what it's going to be, what it's going to contain, what the features are, how long the electric range will be, or even some of just the accommodations and some of the features. But you have people standing in line to put $1,000. It's good that it's refundable and you'd be put towards a Model S. But this car isn't supposed to even start production until late next year. And so people are going off the whim saying, well, I want to be one of the first people to actually own one, which is great and is fine. But here's the thing. I personally cannot recall in my life when people stood in line to buy a car, to try to hold a place in order to buy a car. When does that happen? And the excitement for this is going to be absolutely earth-shattering. And the reason why is because the fact is that when you have a product such as this, it is something that, honestly, I would say is a game changer. The expectations are actually met. Again, this is something that will change the automotive industry because now you're putting up front a vehicle that can be used on a daily basis, that can be driven for quite some distances, and yet still cost $35,000. Now, that may be the starting price, and of course, I'm sure with any of the options, you are speaking of a vehicle that may run from $50,000 to $60,000. But either case, there is still a rebate that you can get of at least, you know, $5,000 from the federal government, and in some cases, an additional $5,000 from your state. Here, where I'm located in the great state of Georgia, is $2,500. But still, to get $7,500 off the cost of the vehicle, let's say you buy the base model, which may suit some people just fine, but now you're speaking of a car that's under $30,000. Now, what's expected as far as with what kind of features? Well, you know, one of the things, here's my expectations. And again, you know, I'm going based off of just my pure, not necessarily rumors or anything like that, but what actually purposely makes sense. If the vehicle, even at the base level, provides a range of at least 250 miles, I would go and buy one immediately. Because the fact is that the average electric car, let's say the competition, most people maybe would think that, well, okay, it may compete against the Nissan Leaf, which is very comparable in price. But the Nissan Leaf can only get a range of 90 miles. And here in the spectacular city of Atlanta, and sitting in traffic, that and with the amount of driving that people have to do, it really doesn't cut it. Unless you live within the perimeter or you're just really driving within your local neighborhood. Still a fine car just to drive around with, but you can't go out of town with it. Well, what Tesla has done, particularly even with the Model S, is that they're making it capable for you to go out of town, which means that now you have stations where you can go, and they're called superchargers stations, where you can go and you can charge a car for half an hour, and it's free because you're part of the Tesla network. And you're able to drive out of town comfortably. Nissan Leafs and other electric vehicles don't have that capability. My opinion is that because I've driven and had an extended test drive with the BMW i3, that's more of the competition because that's how they're kind of priced the same. But even though that BMW, it has a range extender which has gas, so I don't necessarily call it a true electric because just the electric without the gas extender, the range is like 75 miles. It's piss poor. And that's just on economy mode. If you put on regular performance, you're getting half of that, literally. And it's not great. It's really not great at all. So being able to actually think that, okay, can Tesla actually put something together that will allow people to be able to really travel and for a cost for $35,000 is going to be absolutely amazing. This is actually a moment in automotive history. And in order to watch it, just go on Tesla Motors.com to be able to go and watch it. Hopefully that they'll start on time, unlike the Model X reveal, which was like a two-hour wait. Hopefully that they can get all their streaming and all the equipment that they're perfectly ready for this moment, because there are hundreds of thousands of people that will be watching, and hopefully that we'll all be impressed. My expectations, honestly, normally when I come with reveals, I try to keep my expectations low. But in this case, because of the company themselves, with Tesla themselves, and they keep themselves to a high standard, my expectations are high for this. And it's perfectly okay for it to be there, simply because the fact is that my next car, I know, I don't have one yet. I have a gasoline car, and it's more performance oriented. I love performance. My next car is a Tesla. Because after I test drove a Tesla in ludicrous mode, and it was a P85D, that, my friends, changed my entire perspective. And it is very unfortunate because now even getting into a BMW regular gas model, you know, like a 650 or a BMW 745i, it seems just, or 750i, it is just bland. And I know for a car to really excite me, I have to start spending, you know, $150,000 and up, simply because that's where Tesla and the performance actually competes with. So in a lot of ways, it's a bargain for what you get. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing, okay, can they put some performance elements into the Model 3? Listen, if the 0 to 60 is under 4 seconds, there aren't a whole lot of cars out on the market right now at $35,000 or even at $50,000 that can go 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds. Now, you can get them to 5 seconds or even 5.5, but under 4, let's hope that they can actually do it. So this really is a moment. This is a Tesla moment that I hope that people do pay attention to. If you don't really care about cars, don't worry about it. You need to pay attention to it. If you are perfectly in technology, which is what this podcast is really all about, technology, this is the perfect technology car. I want to see if they have the autopilot and some of the automated things to allow people to really doing some autonomous driving. Some of those features that are within the more expensive models like the Model S and Model X, and bring that to the mass market, again, this is something that will change history. And so let's hope that this does happen. I will do a follow-up show on this, and because I know that there are people that that I am going to check with and watch this momentous event happen. So I want to thank you for listening, and I hope that you all have a great night. Again, check out the webcast. And again, if you need to book travel, go through me too. You'll have a good night. Goodbye.